Welcome to Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford, your partner in home improvement. Everyone has questions about their home. We've got the answers, and we have a few laughs along the way. Informative, entertaining, and sometimes off the wall. Home improvement has never been this much fun.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. So glad you're with us. We've got a lot of great information to share with you because you're at the right place for the most practical, realistic home improvement information you'll find anywhere. I'm Danny Lipford here, along with my capable co-host, Joe Truini.
Hello, everyone, and thanks so much for joining us. Hope everyone had a happy and safe 4th of July, and now the holiday weekend is over, and it's time to get back to work, Danny, on our homes. I think the middle of summer, people stay really busy outside and inside, so if you have a question about your home or your yard, get in touch with us. We'll see if we can help you out today.
Obviously, a lot of people are getting started back on around the homes because this has been a very busy week around the old Today's Homeowner headquarters, and our hotline has been ringing off the hook, but we have plenty of room to talk to you about any project that you might be dealing with or any challenge that you might have around the house. Give us a call, 800-946-4420, or you can send us an email anytime at todayshomeowner.com/ask. Hey, coming up, we're going to be talking about the brand new podcast I want to tell you about. Also, bathroom remodeling tips and a little bit of a challenge someone's having with tile and grout. That can be a challenge. Joe, what about that simple solution? I know you have one hidden away somewhere.
I do indeed. And we often talk about the versatility of a tool called the oscillating multi-tool. If you don't have one of these tools, check them out online and get yourself one. They're an amazing tool that does so much. But there's one issue with them, and it's how to cut perfectly straight lines with an oscillating multi-tool. So I have a simple solution that shows you how you can do that very easily.
Oh, boy, that sounds good. I've had to cut a lot of baseboards and a lot of different pieces of trim while it was in place, and that is
exactly
a challenge. So looking forward to that. Hey, I want to share some information with you. I'm not sure if you realize, according to the Federal Trade Commission, that there's an average of 6,124 home improvement scams that take place each and every year. Now, those are just the ones that are reported. Some people that get taken advantage of, they just won't say anything because they're a little embarrassed by it. But we just kind of wanted to share with you here at the start of the show, as well as kind of sprinkled throughout the hour, a few little things to be aware of, a few red flags, a few things that you need to back away if you're feeling this kind of conversation with someone. Very, very important, because it actually cost homeowners almost $14 million last year on these scams. So, Joe, I thought we could just kind of bounce back and forth a little bit. One of the most common ones we hear about is the door-to-door sales tactics. You know, it's just something that, well, first of all, you know, people knocking on your door these days, you're always very, very cautious. And fortunately, with some of the video doorbells and that type of thing, it's made it a lot safer, because I certainly would never recommend someone just go and open a door to a stranger. It is important that you know who's coming to your house. But a lot of times someone, a good example I heard recently where a person was talking about, hey, I was doing some work on your neighbor's home on the roof, and I happened to notice that you have some problems on your roof, and I wanted to see if I would be able to, you know, be happy to take care of it while I'm in the neighborhood. Those kind of things, they sound so innocent and nice, and some of these guys are really good at convincing you that this is the story. Be leery about that. Nowadays, you don't have to take anybody's word for damage. They can go on the roof, take a picture, go under the house, take a picture, show you the problem, you know, on their phone to be able to illustrate that. But still, you have to be very, very careful anytime anyone's knocking on your door.
Yeah, and another red flag is if you hire a contractor, or you're considering hiring a contractor, regardless of what kind of work they're doing, and he says he wants the entire project paid up front. Never, ever want to do that. If you think about it, what projects do you pay for to be done anywhere where you pay up front 100%? I mean, you just don't do it. And especially for someone like this, because if you give him all his money up front, what are the chances of him coming back? And even if he comes back to start the work, he'll drag it out. You know, he might find other jobs, and there's no way for you to make him come back because you've already paid him. So never, ever pay 100% up front.
That's right. Control the money and you can control the job. And any reputable contractor has credit and can handle that kind of situation without any problem at all. Another one's the old special deal. You know, in order to entice homeowners into hiring them for a project, contractors may offer a special deal with an expiration date that's rapidly approaching. You know, this kind kind of push tactic, or to really push you into signing a contract is not a good idea at all. I mean, experts stress it's really important to thoroughly research the individual, the company, and make sure that they are paying for everything. Very, very important. And go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, I was just going to say, just trust your instincts on this, because whenever they talk to people who have been scammed, and like Danny said, these guys are professionals. These professional scammers are really good at what they do. But always trust your instinct. If something doesn't quite sound right, if you have a little funny feeling, the hair on the back of your neck standing, whatever it is, you know, trust that. And you can always say, well, let me think about it and I'll get back to you. You'll probably never see that person again once he leaves your property. But that's probably the first thing. If it doesn't sound right, then it probably isn't.
Exactly right. Hey, you know, another one is this driveway ceiling scam.
Yes.
I have been approached by that a couple times. I realize, I guess, my office parking lot may need a little bit of help, but still don't pick on me by knocking on my door. But we've had more than one to come into the office and say, hey, I'm doing a job right down the road. I happen to have a little extra. I can do you a quick deal. I can put a piece, you know. And right. I've seen people do that, and they just end up, maybe they do have a little bit extra left over, but it's not enough to do the job right, and it might right. just patch one little area, and it ends up looking a lot worse. But the problem, that a lot of homeowners with asphalt driveways may encounter, you know, they'll try to seal coat your driveway right there on the spot. And the problem with that, besides forcing the homeowner to make a quick decision without researching the contractor, is that scammers often are coating the driveway down with a watered down sealant, or sometimes we've even heard motor oil, old motor.
Motor oil.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, it's just terrible. So you know, it might look good when you're writing the overpriced check right there.
Yeah. Right.
But first time it rains, you're going to lose a lot of that. So just be careful on these kind of things. We want to just share a few of these things with you as we move along in this week's show to hopefully try to put these scammers out of business, because it's always been there, you know. And people think about, you know, all you contractors all have these tricks and things. No, it's not true. I'm not saying on any of these that we're throwing everybody in, you know, in a bad way. There's great contractors out there, honest contractors, and they're more than happy to make you comfortable with anything they're doing at your house.
And the reason we're bringing this up now is because the scammers are out during the summer. You know,
yep.
A lot of them are traveling from out of state, and it's easy to travel during the summer when the weather's nice. And a lot of people are outside. You know, it's easy to get in touch with people. So, and plus, you often see a lot of work being done in your neighborhood anyway. So that's the reason the scammers are out in the summer. So just be aware of that. And they really come out of the woodwork at the very end of the summer as they're realizing, you know, winter's coming. It's time for them to get out of the neighborhood.
Yeah, and you know, and then you have also, and we'll talk about later, some of the guys that follow the natural disasters around the earthquakes and the tornadoes and things like that. You're talking about the lowest of the low when you have someone that's preying on someone after they've done something like that. Hey, switching gears a little bit, I wanted to remind you about my brand new Ask Danny podcast series. I mean, every week I'll bring in one of my buddies. It's like sitting on the tailgate out on the job site to discuss some of your most frequently asked questions. And hey, you never know some of the stories that these guys have learned over the years and can share with you. So we're going to be tackling plumbing, drywall issues, flooring, concrete, and everything that you can imagine in and around your home. And we'd love to hear from you on any suggestion that you would like for me to tackle on the Ask Danny podcast. You can go to todayshomeowner.com/AskDanny and leave those questions there. We'll answer every single one of them. Hey, the Today's Homeowner podcast channel gives you free on-the-go access to three of our trusted and practical home improvement series. That's right. It's unlimited access to the Today's Homeowner radio show, both hours 1 and 2, and also our tips for today's homeowner. We certainly get a lot of great response off of those through our podcast and my new Ask Danny series. All you have to do is search for Today's Homeowner podcast wherever you listen to your podcast. Make sure you follow us along. We want to build up a great audience there of just one other way here at Today's Homeowner that we're able to address some of the issues that you might be dealing with, as we all deal with as homeowners. A lot coming up during this hour, and coming up next, right after this short break, we're going to talk about a few bathroom remodeling tips, another very, very popular renovation. Hey, we're going to take care of that and a whole lot more right here on Today's Homeowner Radio. We'll be right back.
The sound of you doing is music to our ears. Order on the Home Depot app and get convenient delivery, so you don't have to stop doing when you need something. The Home Depot app, how doers get more done.
If you're looking for an extra measure of comfort, convenience, and cleanliness in your bathroom, nothing delivers at all like the SoftSpa electronic bidet toilet seat by FluidMaster. The SoftSpa is a full bidet offering a luxury experience without the expense of replacing your toilet. The SoftSpa features fully adjustable water pressure, temperature, and positioning, as well as a heated seat and warm air dryer. Don't settle for less than luxury in your bathroom. Trust FluidMaster.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
Welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show, and a quick hello to everybody listening in Monticello, Indiana on WMRS 107.7 FM. Special hello to everybody there in and around Indiana. We appreciate all of the emails and phone calls we get from you, and we would encourage you, if you're having a little challenge or a little question about your home, well, we're your resource to get the answers that you need. And all you have to do is give us a call at 800-946-4420. Or send us an email anytime, todayshomeowner.com/ask. Right now, we're going to head up to Ohio. Ann's on the line. Ann, welcome to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show, and tell us what's going on around your house there.
Hi. When I moved to Tennessee for a while, I rented out my house. Mm-hmm. So when I moved back in, the tub needs refinishing. I don't want a new tub. I want to keep the same tub because it's like a really sturdy tub, if possible. So I wanted to know, what could I do to refinish it? And the floor tile came up some, and I need the floor replaced. If I could do it, I would want to do it, but maybe some suggestions. Is it better to just put new flooring right on top of the tile because it was made pretty good? And then the last one was the deck. In order to repaint it, should the paint be scraped off, or do you have any suggestions about that?
Okay. All right. Well, great questions and very common projects that a lot of people have to deal with. And we can kind of take it one at a time here. On the tub, several options there. One that a lot of people are exploring is the company Rebath, that can actually drop a shell right over your existing tub so that you have all the surfaces are brand new, but it's still the sturdy tub and the frame that you have now. That's one idea. Another one would be have it refinished. There are companies that are franchise companies, a lot of them, that have the system down. They have the right sandpaper, they have the right finish, and they can come in and just tape everything off. It's basically a day and a half project, and they can completely recoat the tub. Now, there are do-it-yourself kits that are available for refinishing tubs, and we've kind of had mixed reactions on that. Half of them, everybody loved it. The other half, it just was a real tough project to do. So you'll have to, you know, kind of weigh those decisions, but that would be one way to approach the tub.
Okay.
On the tile, that's another thing. Did you say the tile, that some of it had come loose?
Yes, and come up.
I see.
So the floor needs the new flooring. So I didn't know, should all the tile come up, or it's better to just lay new tile on top of it? And any suggestions on a type of new tile?
Okay. Well, my buddy Joe Truini here wrote the best tile book in the country and explored this subject, because this is something that a lot of people ask. Joe, you know, a lot of times they can go right over the tile, but if they're already starting to turn loose, I'd be very concerned with that.
Yeah, my thought exactly. And if you're having trouble with the tile floor that's there now, putting a new floor on top of it's not going to solve that problem. And I suspect that the issue might be with the subfloor below the tile. There's no way of knowing without pulling up that tile, which I would probably recommend anyway. It's a relatively small room, I suspect, as most bathrooms are. Taking up the tile won't be that much work. You could do it yourself. That part you can do yourself. And that would give you an opportunity to inspect the subfloor underneath, often the subfloor, which is probably plywood, depending on the age of the house, and the area around the sink, and certainly around the edge of the tub. water gets in there and winds up rotting out the wood, so it gets kind of spongy. So that would all have to be replaced before you put down a new floor. In fact, I did this in my bathroom, and in the book I show that actually. But in any case, I would pull up the old tile, you know, inspect the subfloor. Then basically you're starting from scratch, because adding tile on top of it, even if it was a sound surface, you're going to be creating height problems around the whole bathroom, especially the toilet. You could do the demo work, take up that tile, and then have a professional come in to see what needs to be done next.
Okay.
And just something on your deck there, and we really don't recommend painting decks because it does tend to peel. I appreciate you sending these pictures to illustrate it. But what you'll need to do there, you will need to get as much of the existing finish off of there as you can. That can be using a chemical stripper. We actually recommend a citrus base stripper, which is not quite as caustic as some of the other ones. Apply it to a small area. Most of the time it'll bubble up the paint, and then you can scrape it off with a putty knife and throw it in a bag. Then a little bit of light sanding after you've done the stripping on it, and you're ready to go back with. We always recommend a semi-transparent stain, but in this kind of situation, you would have to go back with a solid color stain. That'll give you the best results in holding up as well as it need to. But a little bit of elbow grease will be needed to get that thing ready to paint. And there are, again, professional painters out there that do this all the time.
Oh, okay then.
It looks like we created you quite a list there, but it's all things that are good investments in your home that you'll realize the return on that investment by doing them.
Your suggestions on like those franchises for the recoating in the bathtub, or you're not allowed to do that?
Well, I really can't recall any of them to tell you the truth, but I would just Google your town and just put bathtub refinishers, and I guarantee you there'll be at least a couple of them that pop up there.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, because that really helped a lot about taking up the tile before you put the flooring on.
Yeah, you'll be glad you did that. It minimizes a lot of the height issues around there. Sure glad we could talk today, Ann, and hope we've been able to steer you in the right direction. If you run into any problems whatsoever, give us a call. We're happy to help.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, you take care and have a great weekend. It feels good, Joe, when we point someone in the right direction. There,
absolutely.
She's
yep.
Probably done a little Googling around and talked to a few friends, and now there's different conflicts. And then here you and I have done hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of projects like this, and we know what work and what doesn't work. I'll tell you something else that works. Emails. If you'd like to send us an email, you can at todayshomeowner.com/ask. Here's one from Eugene in Woodbridge, Virginia. Hi, Danny. I hear you and Joe talking about a Quikrete product for resurfacing concrete patios. Can that product be used on larger projects like a concrete driveway? Our old driveway is cracked and pitted. And how long does a resurfaced driveway last before it starts popping up? Would adding a polymer to the mix help? Well, actually, you know, they reformulated that whole recap product from Quikrete now, and the research that they did on it, extensive research, shows that it's really going to be stronger than your actual concrete driveway itself. The problem with any kind of cracks or pitted areas, no problem. Cracks, depending on why it cracked, most of the time it's cracking because of expansion and contraction of the concrete. But if any settling is taking place where you have one side of the crack is lower than the other side of the crack, recap will only have a short time before it will crack as well, because just movement of concrete, nothing is going to help that out. But without a doubt, it will work on concrete driveways. And I wouldn't be surprised, Eugene, if you went to Quikrete.com, that you wouldn't find some videos. I know there's videos on there about recap, but most likely there's one specifically about driveways. And Joe, you know what I encourage people on their driveways most of the time, hopefully
What's
they
that?
Have the control joint on each one.
Right.
Don't try to do that whole driveway at one time. Just
right,
mix
right.
just enough to do one section like that so that you're able to walk all the way around the slab, but also it gives you a little bit of time to get in the groove and practice exactly how that goes on, which is pretty easy with that squeegee that you use.
Yeah, it is. And the reason Danny says if the one side of the crack is higher than the other, it's a more severe problem, because any concrete contractor or even someone at Quikrete would tell you, once a slab is cracked all the way through, there's really very little you can do to repair it. We're not telling you have to rip the whole thing out, but that's really the only permanent solution to that. You can patch it as much as you want, but that settling problem is really an issue that have to be dealt with sooner or later down the road.
Hey, wanted to remind you about the great resources that are waiting on you right now at metalroofing.com, especially if you have, you know, a lot of questions about metal roofing. And of course, a lot of people do. Can you put a metal roof on top of an asphalt roof? You know, what type of roof would be best for your area of the country? You know, what effects does it have on your insurance? There's a lot of great questions that are answered there at metalroofing.com.
The other feature they have at the site at metalroofing.com, Danny, is the visualizer. I don't know if you've seen that.
That is cool.
This is an amazing technology where you can take a picture of your house, upload it to the site, and then you can pick different metal roofing styles. And there are lots of different styles. Mm-hmm. And you can basically cut and paste them onto your roof so you know exactly what your house would look like with standing seam or metal roofing that looks like shingles or shakes. You know, so that really cuts the time in half as far as making your decision, because you can pick not only the style, but the color, of course, as well.
Oh, yeah. Take that guesswork out of it. Always great to work with our friends at the Metal Roofing Alliance. You're listening to today's Homeowner Radio. Danny Lifford here, along with Joe Truini. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, I'm going to share with you some information on a brand new touchless bath faucet made for your house. You're listening to today's Homeowner Radio. We'll be right back.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Pavestone, creating beautiful landscapes.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show, where it's time for our Best New Product segment, brought to you by the Home Depot, how doers get more done. You know, years ago, you would see in airports where they started using the motion-activated faucets in the bathrooms to mainly reduce, any of the wasted water that where people just allow it to run. But another benefit of the touchless faucet is that it helps to reduce the spread of germs. So Kohler has created a line of residential touchless bath faucets like one called the Willamette. It turns on and off with a simple wave of your hand thanks to the state-of-the-art motion sensor that provides reliable touchless activation with the power of 6 AA batteries, and also works for a single hole or 4-inch center application with easy installation and all of the assembly and the mounting hardware, and requires no special tools at all. Plus, touchless means fewer fingerprints, so your faucet stays cleaner and looking good for a lot longer. To find out more about this Kohler Willamette touchless bath faucet, go to homedepot.com. I've been using a touchless faucet in my kitchen for a while. I'm so used to it, but people really get confused when you're over at their house slapping the side of the faucet. Man, your batteries are dead here. Your batteries are dead. Yeah, it's a little embarrassing, but it happens, though. I promise you that's amazing.
Yeah, amazing how quickly your brain gets trained.
I know it, exactly. Hey, let's get up to a beautiful place to live, Tacoma, Washington. Betty's on the line right now. Betty, how can we help you? And welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. I watch your show on TV all the time, and I really enjoy it. I just wanted to say that.
Good. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yes. My question is, how do you get a dent out of the top of a dryer? It's from me pressuring my knee on it because I was reaching up into a cabinet and it popped down.
Oh, right. Boy. Yeah. That sounds dangerous, getting up on the dryer like that, but you have good agility. That's good. That's a good part of it. Well, Joe, I don't know on this one. You know, I've seen a lot of people, I've seen videos actually where people have had small dents in their car.
Right.
And they actually poured hot, boiling water on the outside of it, and the expansion caused it immediately to straighten out. Now, I'm sure that's kind of a rare situation, but what do you think for Betty on this? Is that an option for the dryer, or do you have another idea?
First, get a step ladder so you don't have to kneel on top of your dryer. Now, I assume you've tried just banging it out from the underside. Have you tried that and get it to pop out?
Yeah, no.
That's the first thing I would try.
Okay.
Well, the thing is, though, getting to that, though, Joe, if it's a dryer, I don't know if you can get up to the underside of that.
No, you open up the lid and you just bang it from the underside.
Yeah.
Right? It's a hinged lid, right? It's not, doesn't slide. It hinges up away from you.
No. We're talking about a dryer with is it a front load dryer or a top load?
Front load.
Oh, front okay. load. Okay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. Well, you still should be able to do that. Open it up and bang it from the inside. But if you can't, then you have a couple other options. You could try using a plunger. If you can get a toilet plunger, sink plunger, stick on there, maybe pull that out of there. or take some duct tape. What you do is you take the duct tape and you fold it in half to form like a sort of like a capital T shaped. And the top of the T has exposed adhesives and the bottom of the T is like a handle. Anyway, you stick it on there. You might be able to pop it out that way. And the heat, well, this wouldn't really work on a vertical surface without laying it on its back. But Danny was referring to sometimes you can take a blow dryer or leave a car out in the sun and make it where the dent is and get it really hot and then put ice on it. Quick to change in temperature makes it pop out. Of course, that won't help here because it's on the vertical surface. So I think first thing I would try is banging out from the inside. If that doesn't work, then you'll... They also have these suction cups that glass... I mean, I'm sure why you would have one, and I wouldn't suggest buying one, but you know someone has a suction cup that they carry glass with, and it's just a big suction cup with a handle on it, and you stick that on there, you probably yank it out. I mean, if you know a... If you have a friend that works at an auto body shop, they have all these tools. Maybe ask him to come over and just take a look at it. But I know it is annoying when you see that. But how did you kneel on it if it's the door in the front of the dryer? You just banged into it, you mean?
No, I was on a step stool and I leaned on top of it.
I see.
Right. To reach up into
Yeah, so it's not the door, it's the actual top of the dryer.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. I'm sorry. I was mistaken. I thought you were talking about the door.
Right.
Either way, yeah, I think you could pop it out with a suction cup or I would try the duct tape, I guess. See if that works.
Well, good, Betty. Maybe one of these will be a very simple way of getting it taken care of. And you'll say what many people do. Darn it. If I'd have known it was that easy, I would have done it a long time ago.
So. Right. Yeah.
Well, good, Betty. Best of luck on that, and I hope you have a great weekend. And if we can help you in any way at all, let us know. We'll be glad we're always here.
All right. Thank you, Danny.
Okay. All right. You take care. Well, that can be one of those things that you see all the time. You know, maybe your guests aren't seeing it that are in your house or friends or so forth, because why should they be in the laundry room? But boy, every time you see that, I'm sure that she thinks about it. Hey, Joe, we're talking about some common scams, home improvement type scams. We've talked about how people will have real pressure salesmen. They maybe they want you to pay up front for the entire thing, or they've got a special deal. None of those are good things. That's always kind of a red flag. But another one is about the chimney cleaning and repair scam. You know, chimneys are a pretty easy target for scammers because it's hard to check for issues in chimneys, and many homeowners are not informed about chimneys in general. And chimney cleaning scammers will charge unsuspecting homeowners for inspections that are not performed, or upon inspecting the chimney, they'll scare the owner into making unnecessary repairs. Again, we're not saying all chimney sweeps or chimney inspectors are bad. Matter of fact, a lot of them are members of the Chimney Cleaning Guild, and they go through a lot of training in order to get that certification. But here's a good example of where you really need to check references and really get references from them. Call the people, ask them, you know, how the experiences they've had. And Joe, they also now, with the cameras they have going down inside, with the lights and the cameras and so forth, if they do find a problem, they can simply show that either on their phone or, you know, convert it to a television or laptop to be able to show them exactly what the problem is that they're working on. But I have heard many people with the scare tactics that, hey, I wouldn't use that fireplace unless, you know, we do this $1,500 worth of work, and I got time this afternoon, but I don't have, you know. So another thing that we want everybody to be very, very cautious about around the home.
Yeah, because a lot of people don't have any idea what's going on inside their chimney, understandably. You know, so if a professional comes up, you have a tendency to trust them. But also, if they're going to show you a video, make sure it's a video of your chimney.
That's right.
You don't want them pulling up a video of someone else's chimney, and how do you know? So just make sure they take it and you see it immediately after they film the inside of your chimney.
Just want to make you aware of a few of the red flags that you may have as a homeowner. You're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back. When your house needs a new roof, it's important to make a good investment. The roof is literally your home's first line of defense against the elements, so you want something that's durable, low maintenance, long lasting, and protects your home from strong winds, hail, and even wildfire. You want a quality metal roof because it performs as beautifully as it looks. The Metal Roofing Alliance can help you find the metal roof that's right for you. Check out their free metal roofing buyer's guide at metalroofing.com.
Got a project? Titebond wood glues are preferred by pro woodworkers more than 7 to 1. Why? Because Titebond is professional strength, even stronger than the wood itself. Titebond is versatile, perfect for interior and exterior woodworking, and the best choice for home repairs. Titebond is tough and durable, outlasting extreme weather conditions and conquering demanding projects. Titebond Wood Glues, the trusted choice for the pro in you.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, or just look dull. Now you can easily renew your concrete surfaces with Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new finish that will last for years. For more information on Recap, visit Quikrete.com. Quikrete, what America's made of.
Transform your kitchen or bathroom with a beautifully tiled backsplash all by yourself in as fast as one day with Simple Mat from Custom Building Products. Simple Mat is a unique double-sided adhesive mat designed to bond tile to backsplashes or countertops. There's no mixing of powder, no mess to clean up, and no waiting for the mortar to harden. Simply set the tile onto the mat, then grout. It's the quickest, easiest, cleanest way to install tile. Visit thesimplemat.com for more information. Available exclusively at the Home Depot.
Are you hooked on home improvement? Then take our easy-to-understand practical advice with you wherever you go by downloading the Today's Homeowner podcast. With a fresh new episode every week, you'll always have access to the latest tips, tricks, and answers to your home improvement questions. It's like having Danny Lipford and his crew right there with you while you work. Subscribe to the Today's Homeowner podcast today through your favorite podcast app or visit todayshomeowner.com/podcast to learn more.
Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and how-to videos at pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
You're listening to Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford, brought to you by Custom Building Products, the leader in flooring preparation products and tile and stone installation systems.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. Danny Lipford here, along with my buddy Joe Truini. And, you know, we have a pretty good job here. We're able to talk with people all over the country about challenges they're having with their home and kind of help them through the whole homeownership process. And we also get a lot of great emails. Some emails just say, hey, we enjoy listening to you every weekend, or other things that are very complimentary. We appreciate all of those. But also, we appreciate getting questions from you by email that we can help you out on. And we make it very easy. All you have to do is go to todayshomeowner.com/ask. And that's what Craig did here. Craig from St. Ann, Illinois. Our two garage doors face the east. In the past year or so, they've become very touchy and won't go down if it's sunny or bright outside. We have to get out of the car and manually release the doors and then go out by another door. If we come into the house, we can get them to close by holding down the door opener button located on the wall. By the way, we have lots of shade trees in our yard. Thank you for any advice that you may have. I've never heard of this one, Joe. It has to be the tolerances on the door, I would expect, are right. So tight on the rails and all of the operating mechanisms there that when that sun heats it up and that metal expands a little bit, then it binds it. I assume a little adjustment and maybe some lithium grease is in order here.
Well, they could certainly try that, but I've heard of this before, and I remember writing an article answering a question when I was writing for Today's Homeowner magazine. This is a phenomenon caused by infrared light, because garage door sensors use infrared light.
How about that? Listen to you.
Wow. They use that beam of light, which is the safety device, of course. So if you break that beam of light, the door reverses. Well, that's an infrared light, and sunlight has a certain amount of infrared light. And so when you're facing east or south and it's exposed, the garage door opener, the sensor is exposed to a lot of sunlight, this can actually happen. The two infrared lights clash, the door doesn't know what to do. And they actually make a sun shield, and it hides, it covers just part of the sensor, but not doesn't block the electric eye, obviously.
Like sunglasses, is that what you're saying? Sunglasses for,
like
I got you.
Solid sunglasses, sun can come through. So you can buy, if you go online or go to the manufacturer, they probably have these sun shields that clip right on. I've not tried this, but I understand you can make one out of a cardboard tube. You just cut it a little longer than the sensor itself, so maybe it's like 4 inches long, whatever. Cut a slit in it and slip it over it. Just make sure, again, you don't block the electric eye. But that's actually a phenomenon that does occur, and it's caused by the infrared light.
Well, learning something every week here on Today's Homeowner. Pretty, pretty neat. Here's another email from Deanne in Dallas. We're renovating our master bathroom, which includes laying tile on the floors. We have the tile picked out, but the grout is giving us trouble. We've done other tile projects, and the grout color was disappointing because it wasn't consistent, and it showed water stains within just a few weeks. What can I use that will continue to look good even after we apply it? Well, I'll tell you, that is frustrating, Deanne, but you know, it's a common complaint. You hear it all the time. And because getting consistent color with sanded grout can be a little tricky. And those water stains you're talking about are normally called efflorescence. It's also really common. And that's why the folks and some of our friends at Custom Building Products have formulated their Prism Ultimate Performance Grout to combat all those issues. Now, I'm not a chemist, so I can't really explain all the science behind it, but the result that you get is that consistent color with no shading, regardless of the tile type, temperature, or humidity, and there's never any efflorescence. Plus, it sets up really fast that you can walk on it within 4 hours, and here's a big one, no sealer is required after the grout is applied. So, to find out more about Prism Ultimate Performance Grout, you can check it out at their website, custombuildingproducts.com, and also readily available at the Home Depot. It's a product that I've used a lot, and it's just an upgrade. I mean, it really does work very, very well. And Joe, all of the work that you've done in tile, what do you think of it?
Well, I love it because we often say that a tile floor is impervious to almost everything, but that's when you're just talking about the tile. The grout is always the weak link, right? That's always the Achilles heel of any, whenever a tile floor fails, it often, not always, but it often fails at the grout joint. So the fact that they're creating grout that doesn't need sealing, that doesn't stain as easily, I mean, that's, you know, if you're going to use grout, and, you know, grout's relatively affordable, you don't need that much grout, and you've already invested a lot of money in the tile floor itself. So yeah, I think this is a great upgrade, as you said.
There you go. Hey, real quickly, want to remind you about my brand new Ask Danny podcast series. All you have to do is go wherever you get your podcast and search Today's Homeowner Podcast. And under that will be the variety of podcasts that we offer, including my brand new. And it's kind of like me sitting on the tailgate with an expert talking about various areas of the home and challenges people have and answering some of the most common questions we get here on Today's Homeowner Radio. So join me on that. We're launching it. We've just launched it, and we have a brand new one coming out each and every week. You're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio. When we come back, it's Simple Solution Time. You're not going to want to miss it.
Keep the bugs out and let the fresh air in with Duck Brand's hands-free magnetic screen door. It's a quick, affordable solution for outdoor living spaces. The durable mesh is easily installed and can be attached to the inside or the outside of your existing door frame with no tools needed. It works on single or sliding doors, and the magnetic closures make it easy to walk through when your hands are full. Learn more about Duck Brand's hands-free magnetic screen door at duckbrand.com.
Hi, Danny and Chelsea here.
If you're an explorer, we want to invite you to make our home, Mobile, Alabama, your next adventure.
Explore the great outdoors on America's Amazon, the Mobile Tensaw River Delta.
Explore science and technology with the whole family at the Explorium Science Center.
Explore fantastic cuisine at unique restaurants throughout the city.
Explore our history in museums, forts, and sites like Battleship Memorial Park.
Plan your next adventure on the Gulf Coast at mobile.org.
Are you hooked on home improvement? Then take our easy-to-understand practical advice with you wherever you go by downloading the Today's Homeowner podcast.
With a fresh new episode every week, you'll always have access to the latest tips, tricks, and answers to your home improvement questions. It's like having Danny Lipford and his crew right there with you while you work. Subscribe to the Today's Homeowner podcast today through your favorite podcast app or visit todayshomeowner.com/podcast to learn more.
From installing a smart garage door opener to installing a bathroom faucet to removing a tree, the Home Depot believes you can do anything, especially the things we have how-to guides for. Visit homedepot.com for thousands of tips, workshops, and ideas for projects, big and small. The Home Depot app, how doers get more done.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Custom Building Products, the leader in flooring preparation products and tile and stone installation systems.
Well, it's so cute when Joe gets up on his little bitty Simple Solution soapbox, and he's got his little bow tie on and everything, and he's sweating a little bit because he's a little nervous this week. So, Joe, share with us again a great Simple Solution, will you?
I'm sure everyone's very glad we're on radio, not TV right now, imagining me on a soapbox. Not to mention, what are soapboxes? Anybody still have big soapboxes?
I don't know.
I don't think so. Yeah. All right, Danny, thanks. You often hear me on the radio here touting the versatility of a tool called an oscillating multi-tool. You can get them, they are electric or a battery powered. It's a compact portable tool that accepts a wide range of interchangeable blades, so you can sand, cut, scrape, grind, polish, almost any building material. And it's called an oscillating tool because the blade oscillates or vibrates back and forth. And while it cuts great, the high-speed oscillating vibrations make it a little hard to control. So to make perfectly straight cuts, you need a little assistance from a speed square. I'll just say that if you go to todayshomeowner.com/simple solutions, you'll see a video of me doing this exact simple solution. But in any case, what you do is you hold the square in place right on your cut line. Then you simply guide the multi-tools blade right along the edge of the square, and you're producing perfectly straight, smooth cuts. And it works great when you're trimming baseboard or chair rail moldings, cutting house siding, notching deck boards, or anywhere else you need a straight, accurate cut. So if you don't have an oscillating multi-tool, definitely check it out, and I'd highly recommend getting one.
And that's a great example of one of those tools that, you know, what am I going to use that for? I don't want to buy it for just this one project. You just wait. You get that in your toolbox, and you'll be breaking it out all the time. I mean, you know, even cutting, you know, small pieces of molding. You're running some shoe molding here and there, or some screen door molding. Boy, that makes it easy. And what a great tool to have a sharp blade on, because that makes it so much easier to use. But you're right. Another great simple solution. You can find over 550 more waiting on you right now at todayshomeowner.com/simple solution. Also, while you're there at todayshomeowner.com, check out our TV listings and where you can see our nationally syndicated Emmy-nominated television show, just about to start our 25th season on national television. And this week, you can see a brand new show that we're calling The Masterful Retreat. What we do is we return back to Chelsea's house for the Chelsea Ranch Revival series, and this one involves her master bathroom. But instead of this big, giant master bathroom, she decided to kind of stay with the footprint, stay with the tile, even stay with the pink tub. Well, there's a reason, because over the years ahead, after they move into a new area of the home that will be a bigger, nicer master bathroom, this one will be occupied by three girls. So pink, yeah, it's okay. So she made it kind of not childlike, but kind of cool in that she created, Joe, she called it a jewelry box effect.
Okay.
Where she put the ceramic comes up halfway up on the wall. Then she put wallpaper on the walls and ceiling. So she says, it's like living inside a jewelry box. You open it up. And of course, I'm thinking crushed red velvet. I said, this is not going to look good.
That's Elvis. That'd be like Elvis.
That's right. That's Elvis's room. But it really looked cool because she had some colors in there that brought out the pink, had some other colors that brought out the new grayish black vanity that she put in, because she replaced a vanity that was, you know, fairly low, 32, and raised it up to 36 and then enlarged it by 6 inches and was able to squeeze that in there. She installed one of the new Fluid Masters bidet toilet seats, which was extremely easy to install, and a lot of other little things. But we want you to see this before and after picture on this particular project. So again, go to todayshomeowner.com to find out where you can see it in your area.
And is the sink and the toilet pink as well?
No, I know. It's more of a contemporary look to it, but somehow it all goes together. I don't know how Chelsea does that, but, you know, if it was just me and you, we would just say, yeah, brown and tan. Looks good. Looks good to me. Hey, thanks so much for being with us on this hour of Today's Homeowner Radio. Hope we've been able to share with you some things that you can use around your home. We'll see you soon. I'm Danny Lipford, along with my buddy Joe Truini.